But one isn't a whole one. There is the two, but one isn't a whole one. You follow? We aren't there yet. So he says, "Kamo b'Shabbos, as on Shabbos." The Omer Rabbi Abu Chayim Odom Livtzewa Al Shteiki Korish Shleimus b'Shabbos, because Rabbi Abu says that a person must make a motzi on two whole ones on Shabbos. My time, look to their Mishnah to see. Because it says on in the Torah, when it speaks about the morn, that on Shabbat, for they gathered a double portion on Friday, a double portion. Upirshu Rabbonon, and Rabbonon explains, the Yomim Tovim Nami Bo Inon Yitzewa Al Shteik Kores Ke Shabbos. And on Yom Tov, you also have to make it on two Kikores, as on Shabbos. The Iker Chiyuva V'Shabbos, why? Because the main reason on Shabbos, Mishum Delev Hava Hamon Nochis V'Shabbos, because the Mon didn't fall on Shabbos. Elo Havi Nochis V'Erev Shabbos Zugi Zugi. But it felt on Erev Shabbos a double portion. Uve Yomim Tovim Nami. The Rabbonim say on Yomim Tov also, Lo Havi Nochis, it didn't fall. Elo Havi Nochis, the Arve Yomim Tovim, yes. Elo Havi Nochis, the Arve Yomim Tovim, Zugi Zugi. But on Erev, and it didn't fall on Yom Tov, but on Erev Yom Tov, it fell a double portion. Kamo da Havi Nochis, the Arve Shabbosos. Exactly the same as it fell on Arve Shabbosos.
To fall?
To fall, yes. Yes. I want you please to get accustomed to the language. Hilkoch, therefore, says the Zerim, Bo'inon le'mitza be'yom tov al-tartin rifto shleimoso, kidemachayim be'shabbos. Therefore, on Yom Tov, we've got to make a motzi on two whole ones, as on Shabbos. Uve Pesach, also lechem oni, there comes the question of lechem oni, which is lechem oni, the bread of a poverty, the goro lepalgo dechado, and it the goro lepalgo dechado, and it reduces to half for the one. It reduces the one to half. Hilkoch batzinon achado upalgo. He says, Milton, have you got it? Therefore, says the leaf, we make a motzi on one and a half. We make a motzi on one and a half. The chad botza, and when he makes the motzi, monoch le pruso begavo, he puts the pruso in between the shleimus, he puts the pruso together with the holman, uvotso, and he makes the brocha of hamotzi lechem mino oretz. The Omer Rav Popa said Rav Popa, hakol modim bePesach shemeniach pruso b'soch shleimo. Everyone agrees on Pesach that he may put the pruso in between the shleimo, uvotzeya, and he makes the brocha. My time alechem only kasim bay. So the Rif says that this is the sheet of the Rif. He says that we make the brocha of a motzi lechem in oretz on one and a half, in order to have the lechem mishnah. So we have Rashi and Rashbam who says that he makes the motzi on the two whole ones, as he makes alachilas matzah on the pruso. We have got Tosfos who says that the motzi he also has to make on the pruso. And now we've got the Rif who explains it, that the motzi he makes on the whole one and on the pruso, and that is his lechem mishnah. The one and a half make is the lechem mishnah.
Wait, what does the Rif say about alachilas matzah though?
He makes it, and alachilas matzah he makes on the pruso.
So he says just on the pruso for alachilas matzah.
Alachilas matzah, but he's got to make a motzi lechem also on the pruso.
With Right. Yes. That's the distinguishing factor.
Yes.
He deals with all the Chilas Matzah the same as Rashi and Rashba.
Yes.
So when he makes the motzi, then is he making the motzi on the whole matzah?
According to the Rif, he's making the motzi according to the Rif on the whole one and on the plusa.
I know, but when we make a motzi, we have a lechem mishnah. We designate that this is the one we're going to be breaking into to eat.
Yes.
So we make the motzi. One is set aside as a lechem mishnah, but one is one we're eating from.
Yes.
So in Pesach, the question is: when he's making the motzi, is the motzi going on the whole one or on the half one? Or
even when he makes a motzi on Shabbos, he makes it on both.
He's making it on both.
The only thing is, the thing is, he doesn't have to bring back. The thing is, he doesn't have to break both.
Okay.
But he can make it on both. He makes it on both. But there are people who on Shabbos will take it, and when they cut the challah, they cut it right through both challahs.
Uh-huh.
He's making it on both. There are people who do that, and that is in Amufcha.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's the choicest way of doing it. But you find, I know with me, you see. So we've got challahs. So we've got to have two challahs for Friday night. And if we're not a big crowd, then one challah remains over for Shabbos morning. So we've got two challahs on Shabbos morning. One remains over for Shabbos Shudas, so that we've got two on Shabbos Shudas also. You follow?
Mm-hmm.
So
it
saves a lot of work. You can do that, yes?
What is the
Toch Shleimo? The Toch Shleimo means, yeah, it's got to mean under the Shleimo. So it comes together with the Shleimo. Together with the
Shleimo. Why
do you think it's not long? Because there's a third matter that we haven't dealt with yet.
Sir,
you see, Rashi and Rashba, we also have to learn. Where they say you've got to have, they say two shleimas.
Right.
So, because of that Gemara in Brocha, you've got to say that you put it in between.
Mm-hmm.
Because of that Gemara, you've got to say that you put it in between.
I thought you said that if you had one and the slices there and you put it over the one, that the slices...
Okay, that's the way we could have learned the Rashi without that Gemara.
Yeah.
But Rashi and Rashbam knew that Gemara. So you can be quite sure that because of that Gemara, the Gemara says, Akel Modi Me'inya Pesach Shemeiniach Prusa B'Toch HaShleimos. So that is the way they did it. But they're not discussing that, and they didn't do it. See, they don't do an analysis, they just give you a chart. Now, now we see how the Rif learns it. So the Rif learns it, that all you make hamotzi, and you make alachilas matzo, you make it on one and a half matzahs.
Which one, the top or the bottom?
The what?
You have three matzahs here.
No, he doesn't speak about the third yet.
He was talking about shleimah, that means two for one.
He says on Yontif, that was the whole Rif. The Rif says on Yontif you've got, on Pesach, because you've got to have a plusa, so you can't have two whole ones, but at least you've got two. So you see, instead of having two whole ones, you've got one and a half. But you've got two.
We're not discussing that yet.
We don't know about the third one yet. As far as the Rif is concerned, we don't need the third one yet.
One and a half,
we only got one and a half.
Rabbi, the rationale of the reason we are using this half in place of another whole is that it's like the way of a poor one, of a poor person, that's similar, you don't have two whole ones.
I beg your pardon?
Was this the rationale of the reason that sometimes one, a poor person, doesn't have two whole loaves? For yes, that he might have just one and a half.
We eat it the same as a poor person eats it. A poor person hasn't got a whole loaf. He's got half a loaf. That's all it is. Got to eat it in that way. So that is the sheet of the Rif. But please, just follow on. We've got to go further on this. Says the Rash, it says Tosfos, the kosher, and it is difficult.
Mm-hmm.
It is difficult. Now the Rif said, you've got to have two on Yontif. Why have you got to have two? Because on Yontif also the Mon fell on Erev Yom Tov and it didn't fall on Yom Tov. Got it? Says he now, but kosher and it's difficult. She onu mispalim because we daven. Be atoki dashto on Friday night when we say atoki dashto, we say uveirachte mi kol hayomim. You blessed it more than any other days. The kidashto mi kol hazmanim, and you sanctified it more than any other yomim tovim. The money is yomim tovim.
We're talking here though. That's Shabbos.
Atoki dashto is yom hashvi'i shmecho. Dachlis matei shomayim ba'oretz. Uveirachte mikol hayomim. You blessed it more than any other day. The Shabbos. Vikidashto mikol hazmanim.
Oh, okay. I thought it referred to the kiddush. That's why.
And you sanctified it more than any other yomim tovim. Zmanim is yomim tovim.
Right. Okay.
So you blessed it more than any other day. What does it mean? You blessed it more than any other day. It means you blessed it more than any other day. That means that the moon fell on the Friday and the for the Shabbos. The kiddushim, and you sanctified it more than any other yontif. You made it more holy than any other yontif.
Mm-hmm.
So it means on other yomim tovim it did fall on Shabbos. They weren't as holy as on Shabbos. So if it means it's more holy, that is the way the Sifri explains it. The Mechilta, good, the Mechilta explains.
We're saying from there that a whole Shabbos has more chashuv than a
Yom Tov.
A Stam Shabbos is more chashuv than a Yom Tov Shabbos.
It is said no
Shabbos and Yom Tov.
Said Shabbos is more chashuv than all the days of the week.
Fine.
You're going to get the Mechilta says it's speaking about Mon with regard to Mon, the falling of the Mon, because for Shabbos a double portion fell. On Friday a double portion fell. So it was more blessed than all the other days. Just one moment. Then he says, and it's more sanctified than the Yomim Tovim. And the Mechilta says it's speaking about Mon. Now how can Shabbos be more holy than Yom Tov with regard to Mon? There's only one way which you can explain.
Erev Shabbos, you had a double portion.
No! And what?
And in Yom Tov you didn't have Erev
Yom Tov. You didn't have a double on Yom Tov, it fell on Yom Tov.
Which would indicate that you wouldn't have to have Lechem Mishnah on Yom Tov.
That's right, that's what the question is. That's the question.
And that's the clue that was, is that how we converted the Kikaria?
Well, that is the way the Mechilta learns it. That's the way the Mechilta learns it. I mean, pardon. I just haven't got the time to get to it now. Perhaps at the end of the year, I can just have
a try. It's a midrash. I mean, more and more of it.
No, it's not a midrash, it's a braisa. The chilt is a braisa. Right. So, you see, uveirachteu mikol hayomim, you blessed it more than all the days of the week. And the chilt is speaking about more. So what does it mean? It's more blessed than the rest of the days of the week with regard to Mon. That on Shabbos, Mon didn't fall, you got your double portion on Friday. And you sanctified it more than any Yom Tov. Mm-hmm. So it must be that on Yom Tov, Mon did fall, but on Shabbos it didn't fall.
Mm-hmm.
So according to the Mechilta, you don't need Lechem Mishnah for Yom Tov. Because on Yom Tov, Mon did fall. That is the question, says Tosfos Bekosher, she'onu mispalalim ba'ato kiddashto, when we daven on Friday night, we say, uveirachtu mikol hayomim v'kiddashto mikol hazmonim, ve'omar, and in the Mechilta Parshas Beshalach, it says, b'mon borecho, b'mon kitcho, Hashem blessed it with mon, and he sanctified it with mon, mashma, so the mashmoas is, it means, b'yomto foyomon yoreis, Mon did feel of on Yom Tov, And as a result of that, v'chein hoyo noego Rabbeinu Menachem Miyoni. And the Rabbeinu Nachem from Greece, he used to be knowing so that on Yom Tov he didn't use the Mishnah. Says Tosfos, but the Rabbeinu Yotov, Rabbeinu Yotov, Shehoyu Mevorchin Akol Ala Pruso, and the Rabbeinu Menachem and the Rabbeinu Yom Tov made a Motzi Lechem Min HaOretz and Alachilat Matzo only on the Pruso, because those two paskened according to the Mechilta that you don't need lechem Mishnah on Yom Tov.
That means on any other Yom Tov during the year they use one bread.
Ach ri, but the ri, or your mevorech hamotzi ala shleimo. He made the motzi on the shleimo. The hordor ala chilat matzo ala pruso, and then he made achilat matzo on the pot. Uvotzea mishtehen yachad, and he broke from both of them together. He broke from the top one, and he broke from the pruso, and he ate them together. V'chein amor davor, amor here means the people from am. Davor conduct themselves, and that is the way the people conduct themselves today. V'lochach, and therefore, osin ala shlichis kricho. It's from the third challah that we make the kricho. Kein also hilel. We take it, the sandwich we make from the third challah. Kedei lekayim mitzvah b'shlosh tov, so that we've got a mitzvah for all three. So when the Tosfos says about the way the Re does it, and that is the way we do it, that we really have three challahs. And he makes our motzi on one and a half.
On the four, no, on the whole one.
No, the motzi he makes on the one and a half, he says, but the same as the Re. Hoyo mavorech hamotzi ala shleima v'hoder ala chilas matzo ala pruso. He made the motzi on the shleimo,
right,
and the pruso.
Is that what it says over
there? Must be, because it's got to have two.
Because you have
left. Unless you say that the Re is also paskens like the Mechilta. But we'll get this right. And then he said, v'hoder ala chilas matzo ala pruso, uvoteya mishteyen. And then he bites from both of them.
It appears to me that he makes the motzi only on the whole one, and the
very difficult,
because it appears that the previous to Menachem Yoni and Ravina Yontov, they made both. It says
no,
Mevorach and Hakol ala Prusa.
They made. They didn't.
Which
have,
means the motzi and the matzah.
That's right. The motzi. They made it only on the Prusa because they went according to the Mechita.
Right.
That there wasn't any Lichnecha Mishnah on Yom Tov.
Right.
But he says, but we don't do it like that. Ach, li, or Yom Tov, he didn't do it like that.
So what would be the reason for just one alone, for the Hamotzi? Without the Man, then you could say it on the Prusa. So you have to have the one and the Prusa, because that would be the only reason not to have it.
Well, there's another reason which we haven't touched on that I can see as a possibility.
What is this?
And that is that the motzi is separate and distinct from the mitzvah of eating matzah on Pesach. It's a Suzah's mitzvah on a Yom Tov, so you have to have a full loaf. On the other hand, matzah, the mitzvah of matzah is lechem oni, which is perusa. That's why you only make it on the perusa. I could come up with a sforah like that.
When we work out the sforahs, you'll find we have to work out, is the motzi, must the motzi go on the pruso too? Or is it enough if he makes the motzi only on the shleimo? And he doesn't have to make it on the pruso at all.
Mm-hmm.
And the pruso only achilas matzo. But if he makes it on the shleimo, anything else is covered by it. But that we'll get to a little bit later. I just wanted to get this detail. Ach riho yo mevorech hamotzi ala shleimo, the Re did the motzi on the shleimo, v'hoder ala achilas matzo ala pruso, uvoteya mishteyim yachad, and he ate both together. V'chein amod davar, ולכך אוסין על השלישי קריחו כדי לקיים מצווה בשלושת. And he made the kricho on the third one to be mekayim the mitzvah on all three. Now this Tosfos gives us an idea of what the halacha is. And please, when you come next week, please bring your those who've got Mishnah Berurahs, please bring them with you. Have you got a Mishnah Berurah? Have you got a Mishnah Berurah? Have you got a Mishnah Berurah? You, Robert, you got a Mishnah Berurah?
I'll see
next week. Glenn, get started for you. This is now. This I want to go to see with you. It's Tof Ayin Hay. If you look Tof Ayin Hay, Yitol Yodo, he washes his hands. Now this is for the Tibul Sheni. Yitol Yodo, he washes his hands. Vivorech on the Tila Shodai, he makes the brocha on the Tila Shodai. The Yikol Hamatzes Kaseder Sheonichom. And he takes the matzahs in the order in which he put them there, placed them. Ha'pruso ben shtei ha'shlemas. The pruso in between the two whole ones. Ve'yochazem ve'yodo. And he holds them in his hand. What does them refer to?
The matzahs.
How many?
Two.
That's right. The two whole ones and the prusos. That's the way he says. Vivorech ha-motzi va'al achilas matzo. And he makes ha-motzi and achilas matzo. Va'achar kach hivtza me'ashlemo ha-yodo u'me'apruso. And then he breaks from the upper one and the pruso mishteyen v'yachat, from both of them at the same time. V'yit v'leim v'melech, and he dips them into salt. Says Rav Mor, v'ein aminok letabe v'melech, v'alayno rishono. The pas noki ein sorech melech. He says, and we don't do that. We don't dip it into salt on the first night. He means on the first two nights. V'yoch leim v'asebo, and he eats these two, are we pardon?
Reclining.
V'yachad together. Kezayis mi kol echol. A kezayis from each one of them.
Well, that's a technical problem.
What do you mean? It's with one's mouth, how big one's mouth is.
Yeah. Well, how big kezayis rolled into that cruiser? If you're a dozen people at your table.
Yeah. Ah, you mean from that? The way I do it is, I work it. Say I work it. Four top matzahs, four prusos, and four bottom matzahs.
Is that right?
That's the only way I can work it. I can't work it any other way.
I hadn't heard of it. If you do it that way, excuse me, do all the matzahs then of the four have to be whole matzahs, or is it okay that you have pieces?
We
have whole ones in each. In each
it's
hard to get whole ones.
Of course, because you're dealing with
Shmura Matzah.
That is the way I do it, because we've got a lot of people. We used to have 24 people at the Seder table, and my wife and myself were 26. We made it a rule never more than 25 around the table. That's the maximum, you see. So we always have 24 around the table, never have more than 25. ואם אין יוכל לאכל כשני יוסים בזה אחת יוכל של המוצי תפיל ואחר של הכילס מצה. Now I just want to teach you something according to the deen. What is according to the deen? If I want to eat a little piece of bread, I want to eat a piece of bread that is the amount of the nail of my thumb. So that is pochus mikabetzo, less than the displacement of an egg, and it's pochus mikazayis, and it's less than the kazayis, the displacement of his eyes. Must I make a motzi lechem on the oritz or not? The deal is that I must make a motzi lechem. The deal is, even if it's half that amount, even if it's a third of that amount, even if it's a quarter of that amount, I've got to make a motzi lechem. The deen is, for anything that I've got to know, I've got to make a brocha. And the
reef, anything being bread or non-bread?
If anything, if I, however small it is. And the reason is a double one. First of all, the bracha is on the anoa that I'm having. I'm having pleasure from it. And the second reason is, who knows, I might enjoy it so much that I want to have more.
So I'm thinking of the benching that you would...
The benching is another law. The benching is not because of the anoa I'm having, the benching is because of the sphio. Well, how to the water is because of the sphio. I'm satisfied with it, it's given me satisfaction. So the benching I can have only if I can have a kazayis I can bench. But the broche is on this. Now, on the first matzah, what is the idea of the matzah? It's only because I'm eating bread. Even if I have this in the kazayis, I've got to make a mosi lechem in oretz. So it's not so serious if from the first matzah I don't have a kazayis. But from the second matzah, there it is, the mitzvah of eating a matzah. The shear of any mitzvah is a kazayis. If I have moral, it's got to be a kazayis. If I've got matzah, it's got to be a kazayis.
No.
Are we following? Kazayis is a space in the banal.
It's a very large
olive. Have you got that clear? That is as far as we can take it today. But we've got to go through the Tosfos again. I've got to do the Rif, we'll do again. But just see how the Rif says it. And we've got to get the Shitos clear. And it's good. Once we've got the Tosfos and the Rif, you will see how easy the Rosh is. Then the Rosh is easy. And once we've got the Rif and the Rosh, once we've got that, then the Rambam and it's just clear. You see exactly how the Jesus, how they pass. Now, please, if you can possibly do so, bring your vision of the
Rishon.
Then you don't make a brocha chronis also for steel.
So you don't make any brocha.
You don't make any brocha afterwards.
Every day.
And this, I mean, nobody, you know, people in California do all sorts of things. But usually, if one eats a little less than a kazayis of bread, one usually eats something else with it. So you'll have to make a brocha chron on the other things that you eat. But there is another din. For example, if you have one grape, what brocha do you make over it? Not a two eight. But over one grape, you've got to make the whole long brocha after it. Because the whole grape is a thing, it's a whole thing in itself.
Oh, so even though it's less than a kazayis.
Well, then you've got to make that a brocha afterwards.
And a raisin.
Well, of course, that's a raisin also.
Is a raisin, do you handle like a grape?
I mean, pardon?
A raisin,
you
raisin
you handle like a grape. Yes.
But it's dry. Yeah, but I mean, you don't handle orange juice on like you do orange juice. Don't cook for a month.
Yes, yes.
I mean, I want to make sure.
What is the idea of two shleimas? We know that is because of Lecha Mishnah. So, according to Rashi and Rashbam, you need two whole matzahs and the one truso. And over the truso you will make alachilas matzah, and over the two whole ones, according to Rashi and Rashbam, you will make a milti lecha mino ore, and that is the... the reason for the two matzahs, that Motzi Lechem on the Oretz over those two. Now, let us tackle the Tosfos. That is the Rashi Shita. So, yes?
Can we conclude from the statement of Rashi and Rashbam that the Bracha HaMotzi Lechem in Oretz is made only over the two shleimos?
Yes. And then you put that down, and then on the Kamusu you make Alachilas Matzah.
that Kusi make.
I was just wondering if there's room in the Rashi to say that he would say you make the Aleph Chabad Matzah over a Prusa and a Shalit. Because he doesn't specifically, you know, he just says you make the Bracha Aleph Chabad Matzah on the Prusa. He doesn't say only on the Prusa.
Well, the Chilas Matzah is only on the Prusa. You follow? Al-Chilas Matzah is only on the Prusa. That's the whole point. The thing is, the whole question is, you make a moti lechemina, or it's also on the Prusa. That is the question. And from him it seems you don't. It's two completely separate things. Now, if you look at the Tosfos, we've got some interesting things in the Tosfos. If you go through the Tosfos together with me, my dark shall only be Prusa. Mire, the Gama Moti Tzorech Laborech Ala Prusa. Says the Tosfos that to him, that the Moti must also be made on the Prusa. V'chein mashmo b'peire keitzat Laborechim. And so it is, the mashmos is in the Gemara in Brochas. Dikomar akul modim le'inyan Pesach. That everybody is mode that was that on Pesach, you put the pruso between the shleimos and you make a mosi. Pirish. Afilu lemande omen mavorech ala shleimo upoteres abditin. Mode le inyan Pesach de ene mavorech ala shleimo el al hapruso. Now, let me just explain to you about what the Gemara deals there. The Gemara has got several subjects which it touches on there. The main thing that it touches on there is...
Many of us have brochos.
Have you got brochos here?
Many of us do. I think probably at least half.
Well, we might go back to it. You see, it would be a good thing to get. Have you got a problem?
No, not for him.
Where is that? He was.
I don't know why.
Have you got one here?
It's a common problem.
What it is, if on the table there is a whole loaf and there are petitim are slices. Should he make a mochi lechemina always on the whole loaf or on the slices? Each one has an advantage and a disadvantage. The whole loaf has got an advantage that it's more chashivus for the brocha. To say a brocha, baruch atua, Hashem Elokeinu, melech olam, a mochi lechemina always on a whole loaf, it's a more chashivus.
What do we have? They have maybe an akos mole also.
It's a more common. Chashivus is important. It's more important. It gives it an air of importance to it. It's important. It's common. That is, on the other hand, it's got a disadvantage. The disadvantage is its hanoi is not common. That means that benefit from it is not near, because after I've made the brocha, I can't take the loaf of bread and put it into my mouth. I've got to cut it and then take the slice and put it into my mouth. So it means it's going to take a longer time. So the hanoi is not near, it's not at hand. That is the disadvantage. If I take the petit in the slices and make the brocha over the slices, hamotzi lechemina oritz, the advantage is korav hanoa, that the hanoa it's right there. I can take the slice and put it straight into my mouth. An advantage. The disadvantage is it's not a whole loaf. It's not so much covered. So if there's only slices, I've got no problem. If it's only a whole loaf of bread, I've got no problem. But if both are on the table, then what do we do? That is the subject that is discussed in the Gemara there. Now, whilst we are on it, I better tell you what the conclusion is. The Gemara comes to the conclusion that the shleimo is better than the petiti. Rather make it over the shleimo and not over the petiti, because of the covet of the brocha. That is the The din, according to the din, in the Shulchan Aruch, we haven't got the second chalik yet, the Shulchan Aruch paskin. The Shulchan Aruch paskin, that we want to be Yetzer according to both. There's one school of thought said, rather do it on the petitin, on the slices, because it's ready, it's rather do it on that. But we pass can rather do it in the whole one. Says the Gemara, to be Yetzer both, the Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch says, this is the way we should do it, and that is the way we did it. You take your whole loaf, and you cut into it. But you cut into it in such a way that if I make the cut here, and I pick up the loaf by the cut part, it's not going to break off. So if it doesn't break off, it's still part of the whole loaf. So, but it's already nearer. The Anoy is nearer. So then I say, I cut till here. I make Baruch Adonai Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Motzi Lechem Min Ha'aretz, and then I break off. And I have got it.
Yes. I have a question. I know you're saying that you would cut part of it, then you
Just one moment. That's not on Shabbos.
All right.
Not Shabbos. Well, does that answer your?
Yes,
not. That's not on Shabbos. But if that is the way we do it during the week, and we do it. That is the way we do it. Yes.
You make a bracha on the whole loaf, and now you only got slices left. You come to the next Suda, you make a bracha on one of these slices that you've already made a bracha on?
Oh, that's alright, yes. It's not that kiddush. It's not that kiddush. That you can. Birkas and Nehemiah is a different thing. Not that kiddush, yes.
Why isn't the cut blemishing the wholeness of the loaf?
The
wholeness of the loaf. The cut isn't considered a blemish?
No, because that's what I said. If you must cut it in such a way that if I pick it up here, it's not. If I pick it up on the hold it by, it's not going to break off. Which means that this still belongs to the whole loaf. Otherwise, it would break off. You follow? Yeah. So it's not altogether, but you get in both things. What I like to do is when I do that, I put my hands over the length of the loaf, and I keep it still together, you see. But I make a moti lechem in oil. Then I just break off that part, and now we've got that.
What is the difference? I'm coming to that.
So that is the thing, as far as the Shulchan Aruch Paskins like that. Although the Gemara Paskins, you make the bracha over the Shleimo, the Shulchan Aruch says, let us also give some credence to the one who says you make it on the slices because Korah Vanoah, and do it in a way in which it is a little bit nearer, yes?
Doesn't the Shulchan Aruch differentiate the quality of bread too?
Very good, of course, the Gemara does that also. If it's white bread and the black bread, the white bread is it comes before dark bread. I don't want to show you. Of course, then there is. Then what happens if you've got white bread sliced and you've got black bread whole? Of course, there's all sorts of things. But that is how it goes. On Shabbos, of course, and we're going to come into the subject here. On Shabbos, of course, one has to have lechem mishnah. Why one has lechem mishnah? We'll cover up in this Tosfos. You've got to have two whole challahs. If you do that, then there it is. It's not two altogether, two whole challahs. So on Shabbos, we don't do that. So what some people do on Shabbos is, they take the knife and they just make a sort of token. You follow? I saw it once in one, either in the Shulchan Aruch or one of the Tnosei Kelim in the Shulchan Aruch, and it was added, but when you cut, don't cut on that particular part. Now, I couldn't find it. I was looking for it, and I just can't lay my hands on it. I can't see why you even should make that little thing. I think the best thing is not to do it.
Shabbos, no cut.
No cut at all. I think that is the best thing, no cut at all. Because Lecha Mishnah is very important on Shabbos.
Wouldn't the purpose of the mosque be to expedite the cut?
Well, they say, but don't cut on that part.
That's
that I remember. But I looked in three, four different places, and I just couldn't lay my hands on it. You know, you think back in your mind, and you're certain it's there, and it's not there. Can be in another place, it's not there. It can be in the third place. And then I went to the Oruch HaShulchan of the Baptist. He mentioned something. Not a thing. But I remember distinctly finding that some people make that little breath, and it says, but don't cut on that spot. Or don't try and cut on that spot.
When you say a little cut, what do you mean by a little cut?
A crack. Yes.
Yes.
That's on the weekday. No, on Shabbos. On the weekday, you cut right into the
Shabbos.
Shabbos.
It's better to do nothing.
I think it's better to do nothing at all.
Better
not to
scratch.
Yeah, better not to scratch. Better
than
each other.
Why scratch just to
show the word? That's a little bit ready. For example, we will never make Brocha, we'll never make Bove Prihagotet when the wine is still in the bottle, even if it's Italian wine. We never do like that. We first of all pour the wine out, but to make wine whilst in the Brocha, and even if I take the cork out, but I make it in the Brocha and then I'll pour it out, we don't do that. The Hanoi isn't current. The benefit is not near at hand. So what we do, we first pour it out, then we pray, so the benefit is at hand. So, if there's a whole one, we prefer whole ones. Another authority prefers cut ones. For that reason, that the Hanoi is at hand. The benefit is at hand. We say where they're both, you do it over the whole one. That's what the Gemara says. The Shulchan Aruch says, comes along, let us give some credibility to the other school also. It won't cost us so much. Let us make a cut, yes.
I don't understand why the cut does not get in the way of it being a whole loaf on a weekday so we can do it. But even a scratch would get in the way of the idea of lack of mission.
No, it's not quite like that. It's not quite like that. On the weekday, we cut it in according to the Shulchan Aruch, but not deep. A cut, which is a cut, but it still is a whole loaf, and the test is if you take it over on the cut side, it won't break out. So that is the way we
do. To
acknowledge the second view, and make it korav anor, that anor is a little bit nearer.
Which means that you would cut on that spot.
Of course you cut on that spot. I just break it. It breaks really easily. I just break it. Then I use my wife's thread, which is a different thing. Right. Now, on Shabbos, you've got to have Lecha Mishnah. Two whole loaves. So there's a special deal that you've got to have two whole loaves on Shabbos. So to cut to that extent on Shabbos, that makes it a flaw in the Lecha Mishnah. In the Lecha Mishnah, makes it a flaw.
I hear what you're saying.
Yes.
My question feels like it stands. Because if the cut either does or does not interfere with the loaf being a whole loaf, whether it's Chol or Shabbat. I can't see why a cut just as far into the loaf on the weekday does not render it not a whole loaf.
Cool.
Whereas when you eat a whole loaf as one of the two whole loaves for Shabbat, a cut to the same extent would interfere with it being a whole loaf as one of the two loaves.
The reason why you need the whole loaf in case one is not the same as when you need the whole loaf in case two in case of Shabbos. In the case of case one, the whole loaf is a cover to the brocha, not because of the bread. It's a cover to the brocha. Not the bread. In the second case, it's a din in the bread. The bread has got to be whole.
Mm-hmm.
You follow? Now, when you make the cut on Shabbos, if you make a cut, it doesn't interfere because it's a scratch. It's not a cut. It's a scratch.
So why not do it in Shabbat and not the second week?
First, because if the mere scratch is hardly enough to acknowledge the second view. And to make it a little bit more than a scratch is a flaw in the Lech and Mishnah. So it's best to leave it alone.
I mean,
what do you want to do the scratch for?
Well, I can mention a good reaction.
That
is that my scratching the challah on Shabbat as I was taught to do up till now, not by Rabbi Lappin, but
yes.
I heard it,
yes.
Made for innumerable questions from guests, which exactly as the second view was learned about. In other words, it served exactly that purpose on Shabbat.
What's this?
Of getting, of teaching people about the second view. And the people say, why the scratch?
We don't have to do it. You make the scratch, but don't make it more than a scratch. That's not a serious matter, yes?
I remember learning in an earlier share here that there's actually two principles on Shabbat.
That's
we
right.
had Lech and Mishnah,
which
says
here.
You have to have
whole.
Well, the way I remember it is that suppose we don't have any full whole loaves at all on Shabbat.
We take reason. Two halves.
Then we take two halves.
Yes, because it's two of those halves. He brought South African.
People learn anything.
What's that?
He's from South African.
He said halves instead of halves because you did.
To learn correct English as well. So I thought the reason why we're taking. We're taking full loaves is because of the kavod. In other words, that the din is lech and mishnah, which means we take two pieces instead of one. And the reason why we take a whole instead of less than a whole is because it's just the kavod. You know, on Shabbos, in other
right.
words, we want to go
right.
out of that way for
that
the kavod on Shabbos.
Because it's a divine lech and mishnah.
So that's part of lech and mishnah.
Part of lech and mishnah. So there should be whole. So the two things in lech and mishnah.
So if that's true,
yes.
then if we don't have. Complete loaves, then why should we use use one piece? I mean, you're not accomplishing lech and mishnah by
yes, because
two.
There's two dinim in lech and mishnah. There is a din, first of all, that they should be whole, two loaves,
uh-huh.
and that they should be whole. So if you haven't got the second part that they should be whole, at least have it that there should be two. That is the bliss.
So there's two parts of lech and mishnah.
Yeah, look, you've got it out of here.
I thought it was two laws. Meaning Lech and Mishnah was two, and then the whole part was just part of the Kavod Shabbat.
You've got to give. So what happens if a man hasn't got a hand? He can't put on his tefillin shaliyah. Even if he's got his left hand, but he hasn't got a hand to tie it on.
Right.
So he puts on his tefillin shel rosh at least.
He's even according to you, that's one mitzvah.
Yes.
Right.
At least you put on that. Got that at least. What? Yes, Mr. Daniel.
I don't know if this was what Milt was going to ask, but what if you've got your whole loaf of bread, and you could just break off instead of cutting it off, cutting it at all with a knife, just break off a little piece, and then you've got the you cut it down on the time. That you're waiting, and then
yes.
you set them all up.
This is not a question of the time. It's korov hanu halo. It's not a question of the time. It's the at-handedness of it. It's got to be at hand, as it is to put into my mouth. Because it's not a question of time. As it is to put into my mouth. So, yeah, I still got to break it.
Mm-hmm.
The slice I just put straight into my mouth. That is the. It is not quite. It's not Hesach Hadas and it's not a Hefsek. Yes?
Just
one moment. I'm coming to you, Morris.
The question that's in my mind is you're talking about breaking the loaf on weekdays.
Yes.
Let's say on Shabbos. Going to what Daniel's saying in a way, maybe I seem to remember learning this with you, but you can correct me if I'm wrong, yes, that it's not coveting to just break the challah or pull it apart on Shabbos, we should cut it.
No, they are not necessarily.
Not necessarily?
No, not necessarily.
I'm just curious.
Yes, no, they're not necessarily. It depends. It depends on the type of challah. You know, there are twists. You know, the twisted kitka, which lends itself very easily to breaking, and it's very nice. Because you get each one gets a little piece of the whole piece.
So do we prefer
to turn on Shabbat? I do both a little bit. I just cut it and then the breaking, you see. The breaking of the bread. Maurice, what do you want to ask?
Is there a difference between prusa and patitas?
Yes, of course. Prusa is bigger than patiti. Patiti are slices. And a prusa is like half a loaf, yes, is a prusa. It's part of a loaf. Prusa is part of a loaf, and patitin are slices, and prurin are crumbs.
Prurin
are crumbs.
Does that come from prusa? Does it come from the same word?
The what? Prurin, no. No. Doesn't come. Right. Now we are ready to the first piece of Gemara. Says Tosfos. Nere de kama moti tzorich leborich ala prusa v'chein mashma pekei perekeits borchei. That the moti must also be made on the pruso. Dika omar akol modim le'inyan Pesach, in the question of Pesach, shemeniach pruso besoch ha-shleimus, that you put the half one in between the two whole matzahs, uvotzea, and he makes a moti, pirish. The meaning of it is, afilu lemande omer mavorech ala shleimu upoter es atitin, that when you've got a whole one and you've got slices, you make it on the whole one and you don't worry about the slices. You leave the slices where they are and you worry only about the whole one. Mode leinyan pesach de ene mavorech ala shleimu el apruso. On Pesach is mode that he makes the brocha on not on the shleimo, but on the prusho mishum ma darko shel oni. So the motzi lechemino oret and the achilas matzo must be made on the prusho also. Umeinicho besocha shleimo kadesh einire shebotzo ala shleimo, and he places this in the shleimo in order that it should be seen that he's making the motzi on the shleimer.
Now, is that one shleimer or two?
Very difficult to know.
Because, you know, shleimer is singular, so it could be just one.
Just one.
Meniach betoch ha-shleimer, you put it, the toch is usually in between.
Yes, but
it's... So it happens if...
Well, that's what it
means.
That really means, he means, you put it in between so that the shleimer is on the top. But we'll see soon that we'll have to learn that it means one. One. Just let us see. Yeah, this is the Gemara. And he uses the singular. Now Rashi says here, "Meniach prusa tachas ha-shleimo."
So that's yes.
"Meniach prusa tachas ha-shleimo, v'nimtzu u'shteihem be'yodel." uvotzeya omi shtein omi nashleimo. And he makes it either from the whole one or from the whole one and the pruso, says Rashi.
But
he makes the motzi.
There's a difference there.
Well, it is either on the whole one or on the whole one and the fruit. That we'll soon see. But that's a Rashi in Brochas. In Brochas. Yeah, well, it says on Shabbos you do it, on Pesach you do it that way. On Pesach you put the fruit in there. But just let's get on with the Tesseract and it'll become clear. Now, so in the Gemara in Brochas it says Shemeniach Pruso Besuchash Uvatse Pirush Afilmanomavor, it says that Meniach Pruso Besuchash Shleimo, and Rashi learns it under the Shleimo. So Afilu Lamanda Omavor Borchala Shemo Pote this Aptiti Modele in your face of the Enema Borchala Shleimo Elo Ala Pruso Mishum Ma Darko Shel Oni. So the thing is that he's got to make the brocha on the pruso umeinicho betzucha shleimo kedei shehei nire shebotzo ala shleimo, that it should appear that he's doing it on the shleimo umashma dile inyan motzi komari. And from the Gemara there it's obvious that it's speaking about a motzi and it's not speaking about the brocha of alachilas matzah uke omar bosa hochi. And it says after this in the Gemara in Brochas, over Rabbi Chiyo Barabo b'Shabbos chayv nivtzeu al shnei kikoros. On Shabbos, you've got to make two kikoros. Sheneimar loptu lechem mishneh. The ikor nivse de Rabbi Chiyo Barabo b'peire kol kisvei. There is a real place for it. Elo lehochi maisi hosom achas Pesach leumar. But there it brings it after Pesach to tell us Shetzorich shom matzo shlishis mishum lechem mishno, that you need a third matzo there because of lechem mishna. V'chayv livtzoa al shtei kikoros bein b'shabbos. I'm sorry, just leave that. Mishum lechem mishna. That is the end of the first part of the Testament. Yes.
Komari
is speaking about. Speaking about that. Where is it speaking about?
Where do we get near that it's in that part of the Tosfot that it's speaking about the Birkat HaMotzi as opposed to Birkat HaOchilat Matzah?
If you look at the Gemara there, Tosfot says that from the Gemara there it's speaking about HaMotzi and not HaOchilat Matzah. Because this is the way the Gemara goes there. So I'll have to do the whole Gemara with you. Itbah, heviu lefono, elitneim ketin ushleim. They brought before him slices and whole and whole ones. Omer Ravuna mevorech ala ketin upote v'sashulomim. Ravuna says that do it on the slices and you don't have to worry about the whole ones, for the reason that I explained it to you. Rabbi Yochanan Omer Shleimo mitzvah mina muvchor, rather on the Shleimo because that's real mitzvah. Avol pruso, here's the point that you wrote, avol pruso shel chitidu Shleimo mina se'orim, that if you give a kol mevorech ala pruso shel chitidu peltivet ha'Shleimo, even Rabbi Yochanan who says that Shleimo is a mitzvah mina muvchor, if you've got a shleimo, a petitin of wheat, and a shleimo of barley, he agrees that you will make the brocha over the slices of wheat. Omer Rabbi Yirmiyahu bar Abba Ketanoi. He says that Omer Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok. Said Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok, the Yorei Shomayim Yotzei Yedei Shneihem, and a Yorei Shomayim will try and be Yotzei both of them. And that is why I told you, that is why the Shulchan Aruch fasting, if you have a whole loaf, how to do it? Umanu, it says, and a Yorei Shemayim, who is a Yorei Shemayim? Mar Breid Ravilo. Mar, the son of Ravilo. The Mar Breid Ravilo, because Mar, the son of Ravilo, may niach pruso besocha shleimo, put the pruso into the shleimo, and Rashi says, under the shleimo, who will say up?